This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burr. Israel's opposition leader moved closer to unseating Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu Wednesday and forming a new government after agreeing to terms with several parties. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
On Wednesday, opposition leader Yair Lapid moved in on unseating his rival after he agreed terms with several parties to form a coalition. One of those is led by Defence Minister Benny Gantz, who is a centrist like Lapid. In a statement, Lapid's Yesh Atid and Gantz's Blue and White Party said they had agreed on the outlines of government. It's a blow to the Conservative Premier's chances of staying in power. Netanyahu failed to form a governing coalition after an inconclusive vote in March, leaving Lapid to try and build his own group. His main coalition partner would be the nationalist Naftali Bennett. The two men have proposed rotating the premiership, with Bennett serving as prime minister first.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire. President Joe Biden is launching a vaccine sprint, urging more Americans to roll up their sleeves against COVID-19. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The president says the nation's moving toward an all-American summer.
A summer of joy, a summer of get-togethers and celebrations.
But it first needs to pull out all the stops to meet his goal of having 70% of adults partially vaccinated by July 4th. He says public and private partnerships will keep finding ways of getting more people vaccinated.
With incentives and fun rewards.
Ranging from free sports tickets to free drinks. Anheuser-Busch says it'll buy Americans 21 and over a round of beers if the president's goal is met.
That's right. Get a shot and have a beer.
63% of adults have now received at least one vaccine dose. Sagar Magani, Washington.
There's more news on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australia's Victoria state on Wednesday extended a snap COVID-19 lockdown for a second week in Melbourne in a bid to contain an outbreak of a highly contagious virus strain first detected in India. Reuters' Libby Hogan has more.
Victoria State Acting Premier James Molino warned the tough measures were needed, or else cases could explode.
So we have right now 60 cases and over 350 exposure sites, and a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than we have ever seen before.
The latest outbreak has been traced back to a traveller who returned from overseas. The person left hotel quarantine in South Australia state after testing negative, but later tested positive in Melbourne. Australia's tough approach on containing the virus, including snap lockdowns like this, border restrictions and tough social distancing rules, have largely helped the country suppress the virus.
That's Reuters' Libby Hogan. A fire-stricken container ship carrying tons of chemicals sank off the coast of Sri Lanka Wednesday, setting off fears of an environmental disaster. The country's navy had attempted to tow the Express Pearl to deeper waters away from the coast, but the attempt was abandoned after several hours. The ship, carrying nearly 1,500 containers, including 25 tons of nitric acid and other chemicals, was anchored off Sri Lanka's west coast when a fire erupted after an explosion on May 20th. Flaming containers tumbled into the sea and plastic pellets from the ship washed up on the beaches in Sri Lanka. The government has suspended fishing along an 80-kilometer portion of the coast, a move that affects thousands of fishing boats. China's Huawei launched its Harmony operating system for smartphones on Wednesday, looking to recover from U.S. sanctions that have hobbled its mobile business. Huawei will start rolling out Harmony on selected smartphone models, offering users the chance to switch from the current operating system that's based on Google's Android platform. Huawei was put on a U.S. trade blacklist in May of 2019 because of national security concerns. The company has repeatedly denied it is a risk. Mike Krzyzewski, the Hall of Famer and most successful coach in the history of Division I men's basketball, announced Wednesday that next season will be his last with the Duke Blue Devils program. He has led Duke to 5 national championships, most recently in 2015. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.